Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, joined by actors Tori Kittles and Michael J. White, who are presenting the film Dragged Across Concrete. Guys, welcome. Welcome to Fred Film Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
How's it going? So, I mean, I just watched this film today, and I'm kind of still recovering from it because it's so intense.
Well, we shot it a year ago, and I'm still processing it.
Really, yeah? I mean, just for the listeners who may not be familiar with the film itself, how would you sort of describe your characters?
Well, I mean, this is Henry Johns. He's my best friend, and, you know, basically, I play Biscuit, who, you know, picks him up out of jail, gives him a little treat, a coming home treat. And, you know, got some schemes for some money making, you know, and that seems to kind of go awry, you know, a little bit over my head. But, you know, you see in the film how that translates.
Yeah, I play a character, Henry Johns, who's fresh out of the penitentiary, comes home, finds his crippled brother being taken care of by his heroin addicted mother. And his best friend, Biscuit, gives him an opportunity to make their lives better. And it's a hard choice, but he chooses to do this job with his friend. And once he makes that choice to step into that world, things get a little crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, Terry, your character is actually the character that opens up the film. And I feel like the audience just naturally, I mean, I sided with you more than the other characters. But what really interested me is just to know about your collaboration with ex-Craig Zahler, whom I met last year. But how did you find working with him?
Oh, I dug it. I've been a fan ever since Bone Tomahawk. And, you know, we started speaking about this thing, and, you know, I was just all into it.
You know, man, I didn't find the role. The role found me while I was doing Shakespeare. I was headed to the theater. I got a call from my agent. He says, you got to read this script. I said, I'm going on stage. I have no time to read a script. He's like, you got to read it tonight, and you got to talk to this guy tomorrow. And I said, well, who am I talking to? He said, well, this guy, Zahler. I said, Zahler, one name? Yes, Zahler. You got to talk to him. And so I go, I do the show, I come home, and I start reading this script, and I couldn't put it down. And I it kept me up all night because it's not a short film, you know, but the dialogue was so rich and the story was so rich. I got through it. The next day I got on the phone with Zahler and we talked, and, you know, I told him what my take on the character was. And I said to him, I know this guy. I know this guy, and I feel like you know this guy because I grew up in the same way you grew up. So we had that similarity. And he said, I'm going to offer it to you. And I said, yeah, okay. I didn't believe him. But the next day I got the offer. I didn't have to audition or anything like that. And the experience of working with him far exceeded, you know, what my ideas were going in. I mean, here's a guy who creates such incredible dialogue. I don't think anybody writes like him in this day and age. You know, in a world where everybody's trying to reverse engineer successes of the past, this dude he's forging into the future unapologetically.
I mean, I feel like his films actually show you it's a genre film. Right? We can say that this film is a genre film, but it's more than that, because I find that it shows you things that you don't normally see in a thriller. Like, yeah. For instance, in the conversations that you guys have, it just feels like you don't normally see that. Now, was that just scripted or was it improvised?
It was all scripted.
It was all scripted, yeah.
It was actually, yeah.
That's scripted. What brought us all together, because, you know, we're reading something that's unique. It's unpredictable, as the movie is.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you like getting to kind of act those moments that you probably wouldn't normally kind of get to act?
I love those moments. Absolutely. Because what he allows you to do, too, he allows you to know and get to know characters that typically you don't spend a lot of time with. In, you know, different types of films, you really don't get to know all of the characters. I walked away the first time I saw the film, and I felt attached to every character in there. There's not one non-memorable character. Everybody felt represented. And I think that's a special thing, and it's not an easy thing to do, but Zahler pulled it off tremendously.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, guys. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thanks for
having me. Sorry about this short time.
Yeah, right.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.